About the Friday night experience, Leil Shabbos, which was as we saw in the Torah and other Rishonim, that was the Shabbos that's called the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, the Shabbos that we celebrate and commemorate and focus on the Ikari Yamuna that stem from a recognition of the fact that there's a Bari Olam, there's a creator of the world. The world is a created thing. A Kadosh Baruch Hu was the mamsi of everything that's there. And we're just carry on that theme a little bit more, just to explain some of the things that we're doing on Friday. Just grab the room, please. So as we also know, again, I don't remember what we mentioned what last week or not, but when the Torah explains also the difference between the neschos of the bracha that we make during the Shemona Esrei. So again, you all know, right, that the end of the bracha changes by each one of the three tefillas. Ve'inuchu vo Yisrael, ve'inuchu vo Yisrael, and then ve'inuchu vam Yisrael, right? Ma'ariv Shachris, and then Mincha time, right? You've noticed that, you're down from a sitter, so you know that the bracha changes three times over. So by Friday night, once again, where the nusach is ve'inuchu vo Yisrael, vo or vo, right? Both of them in English get translated the same thing, which would mean it, right? So English doesn't recognize that, a zachor, a lashon, a kevah, but a lashon kodesh, you have such a split. And the reason why Leil Shabbos is referred to in a lashon, in a kevah, in a feminine form, v'yinuchu va Yisrael mekadosh shemecha, is of course the same exact idea, that when the world was first created, right, the basic bria that was there, right? So that was on the level we're going to call right now of a kala, of a girl who hasn't yet moved to the next stage in her life, hasn't yet been given a sense of a purpose, a marriage, hasn't yet fulfilled her, we'll call her tefkid, or her mission. And that's a very good girl, like the girls like their tefkid, that's like a popular seminary where they haven't yet fulfilled their tefkid in life. And when the world is first created, until the next stage, which is going to be the Shabbos of Matan Torah, so we're still at that point where we have something here, right? But that hasn't yet fully been makabel and taken the form that it's meant to take, and that we're going to come to when it comes to the learning the inyanim about Shabbos morning. Okay, that's Friday night. So during the davening by Friday night, the Chazal point out a very, very important thing we're going to try to focus on for right now. And this sets the tone for some of the themes that go on a Leil Shabbos. I'm going to point out in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yotes Omid Beis that Omer Rava v'Itaim Rav Yeshua ben Levi afilu yachad ha-mispalo be'erev Shabbos, even if there's an individual, like a yachad, davening on a Friday night, tzarech lomer vayechulu. You have to make sure to include vayechulu, the parsha vayechulu from the end of the Maaseh Bereishis, as part of your davening. The Omer of Famnuna, because the Famnuna taught us, kol ha-mispalo be'erev Shabbos, v'omer vayechulu, if a person davens on Shabbos be'erev, at night time, and he says, "Vayechulu ma'ila l'vakas of kilo nasa shutav l'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa breish." The Torah treats him as if he's a shutav, a partner with a kadosh baruch hu in the entire maisa breish. The Gemara quotes a pasuk to that effect. That sounds like a very, very special thing. The Gemara continues, "Amar of Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, Kol Hamispalo be'erev Shabbos ve'omer vayechulu." If a person says vayechulu during his Friday night the tefila, shnei malachi yasharis malavin lo la'adam. Two malachi asharis accompany that person at that moment. So imagine, right? The whole Beis Medrash is filled Friday night. Everyone's davening by Yechulu. And at that moment, every single person, right, is surrounded by two malachi asharis. If we could do the math, right, that's a lot of malachi asharis. They walk into a basic kinesis. Menichim yadei l'marosho. They put their hands on your head. Again, if you were non-Jewish, you say their wings go on your head. The omrim, they say to that person, they quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Omer v'sar avoneich v'chatoseich tichupar. Your avonos are going to go away, chatoseich tichupar, and your chatoim are going to have an atonement. That sounds like also an amazing thing. The two ideas are connected. When the person becomes a shutav with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but ma'aseh breishis, that special madrega that the person has, which we'll explain in a couple of moments, that fulfills, so to speak, a certain kiyum of the purpose of the tachlis of the bria. And when a person is able to do that, he has a special schus. You just did something very, very important, very, very special. Good. We have a special schus for a kaparsa avonos, and which the Gemara later on here, not connected to the sugya, points out the many of the different special kaparas that a person is a shomer Shabbos in the right way is going to have. So that's the Gemara. We're going to talk about why this is true and as we're going along. But let's note over here very, very quickly that idea of saying vayichulu by davening Friday night during the right, we know we say vayichulu and shmoneh esrei Friday night. We got that right. We know that. So that's a very, very major theme in how the davening works. At Eikat Dekach, I should explain it quickly. The two takanos that were made by the Gaonim and the Rishonim out of a sensitivity to try to make sure to be mekayim this idea of saying vayichulu on a leil Shabbos. Kodem kol, you have a takana. This was a takana from the Gaonim that every once in a while it works out that a yom tov can fall out on a Friday night. Okay. And when a Yom Tov falls out on a Friday night, so the Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei is Davin, and not the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, that's what we do. And obviously, for Davin, the Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei of the Shalosh Regalim, and not the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, that means that we're not going to be davening the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. We don't say all the things that we would say in the regular Tefillah of Leil Shabbos, which means that we're going to, by definition, omit the Tefillah of Vayichulu from the Tefillah on Friday night. Okay. So along comes the Gaonim, and they say, but we can't do that. The saying Vayichulu Friday night is a very, very important and very, very special thing. So what do we do to be sensitive to those rare-ish occasions where you don't have it built into the davening? So the Chazal said that when Yom Tov falls out on Friday night, you're supposed to, after the Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to say Vayichulu together at the shul. Everyone just get together and say Vayichulu. Okay, say Now, and again, why are we doing that? Because we want to make sure that even at times when the Vayichu is not built in to the actual official tefillah, so now we're saying it over again. Okay. Very good. So it's obviously important. Right? We want to make sure that even like, you know, if it's once, twice, every couple of years, it doesn't have to be every year that Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. But on those occasions, right, we got to make sure that we say Vayichul even on that Friday night. Tosis points out in Adav Kuvav, Amin Aleph, Masechta Pesachim, Divrei Maaseh Zochreyo LaYair. Tosis points out something very interesting even further with that idea. Tosis points out that we know we have another practice. we know we have another practice that we say Vayichulu when we come home, and we're starting to say Kiddush. The actual Kiddush is the Bari Pir Gafin, and then the Bracha Sheikh Shemitzov V'Rot Zavano, etc. But before we make Kiddush, we have a practice of saying Vayichulu. Why do we do that? So Tosa explains that, because not everyone sitting around the table with you on Friday night was in shul. Not just because not everyone shows a David in the Shiva's Friday night, but because that in a person's home, assuming they're living in a regular, normal home kind of a circumstance. So it might be the mommies, it might be the wives, it might be the kids, it might be a girl, whoever it was that didn't come to shul. So they missed out on the opportunity to say Vayichulu and do this, you know, special thing of becoming a shutav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ma'aseh Bereishis. So what do we do? So Tosa's right to be here. The Baal HaBayis who comes home is motzi them, right? They're supposed to listen. Shomei HaKohanim, he's motzi them in this inyan of saying Vayichulu, by reciting Vayichulu prior to the Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. Now, there's a Nafkamini Lamais also. That's why the tour brings down If I'm not mistaken, maybe a little bit earlier, I don't remember exactly, somewhere in that ballpark, that since we have a din that Devarim Shebichsav, Yatay Rashay La'omer Alpeh, you're not supposed to say Divrei Torah, Devarim Shebichsav, you're not supposed to say Baal Peh. So the Torah says that the main, even though the Tosin Tumor Daf Yedal and other places in Baba Kam and Daf Gimel, there's a whole discussion amongst the Rishon on what the parameters of that rule are. What are we not allowed to say? Yes, allowed to say Baal Peh. So the main idea is, according to the way the Torah at least paskins, that anything that comes from Chumash that I'm supposed to be, or Tanakh, that I'm supposed to be motzi somebody else in, so that I'm not allowed to say Baal Peh. When I'm being motzi somebody in something, I have to make sure to say it in a sitter. So for example, the Torah writes, that's why the practice is, when we're in a synagogue davening, so everyone says, you know, the old practice was the Shliach Tzibur would say all the brachas out loud for everybody, right? Because the people just listen in, because people didn't know how to daven by themselves, and they know how to read, they have Sidurim, or whatever it was. But there's a couple of places in davening that the Shliach Tzibur will stop, and then the whole shul chimes in, okay, together. For example, Kadosh, 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 Yim Tzivokos, Yimloch, Baruch, Kvod Machudio, yeah, what's the other one? That one, Yim Michamoch, everyone says together, Hashem Yom Leloi, everyone says together. Why? The Torah says those are psukim from Tanakh. The Shliach Tzibur can't be motzi you, Baal Peh, because the Shliach Tzibur was a smart guy, you know how to daven out loud, right? He didn't have a big Shliach Tzibur, he was just a learned dude who knew how to daven Baal Peh, but he would stop. Right? And then everyone together, even the Amiars, they would know how to say Michamocha by themselves. Again, hopefully they know how to say which one is has a dot in the cuff and which one's not. Actually, the Torah doesn't always know how to do that. Everyone have to listen carefully. Michamocha, the first one, a cuff, the second one with Michamocha, like that. And what do people do? The Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everybody, so everyone says it together. So the Shatz is no longer being motzi there. And if you're reading from a sitter, then if you're reading it bichsav, if you're reading it from the printed word, you're allowing them to be motzi somebody else. That's why it's better when you're saying beichulah during kiddush. You should read that part from a sitter, because you're being motzi everyone around you. So we have an idea that comes out that we place such a significance on the meaning of saying beichulah on a Friday night that we have three times that beichulah is going to be said to guarantee that everybody, under all circumstances, is going to end up being zochet to this inyan of saying vayichulu. Again, and the Gemara points out there are two milas, two like things that are there. A shuta from a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maisa bereishis, which just sounds like a cool thing. We'll explain that in a second. And the idea of the malachim coming in, you know, crowning the guy and saying v'sar avoneich v'chatoseich t'chupar, you get a mechilas avonos for that tzchus. Why is that such an important thing? Why is that so major? The two basic pshatim, and then we're going to move on in the inyan of vayichulu. Still, the Marsha over here in the Gemara in Shabbos Kufiyat Test explains his father. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and when the Baruch Hu created the world, we know the idea of Ein Melech below Am, the famous commentator of Sadji Gon, Ein Melech below Am, a king without subjects is really not it's not a king. Ein Melech below Am. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created the world for a purpose. Right? He wanted people to be Mamlech Kadosh Baruch Hu, to express Malchus Shemayim like that. But if people don't recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then there's nothing there. As the Ramban writes in the end of Parshas Bo, that the entire Bria was there, that people should be know their boat, people should admit and recognize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ramban used a very beautiful expression. We should say to Hashem, Onu Briyosecha. We know that we were created by you. We're your handiwork. Onu Briyosecha. That's part of our job that we're supposed to express in a klali stick away throughout all of our tefillos and mitzvahs. Onu Briyosecha. That's the wording of the Ramban. Now, says the Marsha a very, very pretty thing. He says, so what happens? So Shabbos is a time, and Friday night in particular is the time, that's the Zecher to the Maisa Bereishis, the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis. So says the Marsha, when a Jew gets up and says out loud, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world in 7 days, and there's a Bari Olam, the world is a creation. I think how beautiful the Jewish expression is. We don't speak about the world, we we speak about the Bria, right? So by definition, when a Bria, right, in English means a creation, right? So every Jew just becomes part of our second nature. We speak about the Bria, right? And just in terms of the terminology we use, we're always recognizing, yes, the world is created. Created means there was a creator, right? There's a God, a Ribbono Shel Olam, who made this entire thing. When a Jew gets up on Friday night and speaks about the Maaseh Bereishis, he's giving a kiyum to the purpose of why the world is created, right? The world now, it's meaningful. You know what? Hashem made this world that we should recognize Him and then by extension serve, etc. And all that. And here we are. So by the virtue of the fact that I'm doing that, I become, as the Maharsha says, a shutup in the Maaseh Bereishis. Because if no one did that, if no one was recognizing those of Ribbono Shel Olam, so then the world just goes back to tohu vavohu. There's no point to the world anymore. So what happens? Right, the guy who gets up and says, "That's right," etc. Right. So he's now, like we said, putting that stamp of approval, giving the world a reason to exist. Gevaldik, and that person now is the partner, because he's allowing the world to have its meaning and continue on the way it should. That's the pshat of the marsha. And again, a person should you know be thinking when he's saying vayichu. Right, about that idea. Yes, I'm doing a very, very special thing right now. My recognizing tonight on Halel Shabbos that there's a creator, the world is a creation, and I'm taking part in fulfilling the purpose of that world. There's a lot that's riding on that, a very, very big and important inyan. Again, to be continued as we're going on tonight. Now, there's an Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the parish of Ayichulu in Breish. The Or HaChaim writes a very, very famous thing. Very beautiful idea. And he also explains this Gemara, but the Or HaChaim HaKadosh notes that if you look in the Pesukim during the Seder Dibros and Kisisa and the Parashas of Shabbos, it says a very, very famous Or HaChaim. He points out that the Pasuk says something very odd. It says Kishesh es Yamim Asa Hashem es Hashemayim ves Haaretz v'Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos v'Nafash, and right, a famous Pasuk. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh notes the Pasuk is grammatically wrong. You shouldn't say Kishesh es Yamim Asa Hashem es Hashemayim ves Haaretz. It should have said Ki Bisheshes Yamim. In 6 days, Hashem made the world. What do you mean, ki? Because 6 days, Hashem made the world. So, Yerachaim HaKadosh says something very well known. He brings, he says, he quotes this from Ziknei Torah, from elders, an idea that the world, when it was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was created a very, very funny system. The world is only meant to have a 6 day lifespan. Right? That's the way the world is created. But Hashem made a six day world. The only thing is an incredible schus that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a 7 day that he rested on. And when the Jews are Shomer Shabbos, the Shabbos is what gives the koach to the world to rejuvenate itself, to renew itself, and go on for another 6 days. But every cycle, right, of a week, every week that goes by is a chiddush that be'etzem, in terms of the natural course of events, the Or HaChaim point, it's actually very meduk in the words of the Pesukim, in the natural course of events, that shouldn't be happening. Kishesh Yama Asa Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. And so if you count from the beginning of the Maaseh Bereishis till now, it's a lot more than 6 days. So what do you mean Kishesh? Hashem made a 6 day world. That's right, because Shabbos has this koach to be mechadish and mamshich the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and that's the pshat over here in this Gemara. Ha'omer v'yichulu, a person is a shomer Shabbos. A person, he has a slightly different gear to think about. We have hamispalel v'omer. He says hamakadish v'omer. But when a person is keeping the mitzvahs of Shabbos and getting up and proclaiming, yeah, I know what this is all about. I understand the bria, how it works, what the koch of Shabbos is. So by being shomer Shabbos, the person is a shutta from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Maaseh Bereishis. The Or HaChaim says in a very, very literal sense, because of you, there's going to be a Maaseh Bereishis in the next 6 days. There's going to be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and if you do it again next week, there's going to be another Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. So the world exists in your, our schus of the Shemira Shabbos, the Tfilos and the Shemira Shabbos that's there. Now, there's a beautiful idea, and then with this we'll end. spoken. There's a beautiful idea spoken out by the Nesiva Shalom. He quotes from older sources, but he was the one who popularized this idea. He says, he notes that we know that we described before that we say Vayechulu three times on a Leil Shabbos. Three times, it was so important. We got to make sure you know, it gets in. And if you're... if you and I, you're doing it right, we say Vayechulu three times on a Friday night. Explains in the Siva Shalom that there's three different dargos, three different madregos in a muna that a person can have. Again, by saying Vayechulu, we're establishing our basic emuna and the idea that the world is a bria, right? That there's a creator. The first chunk of the animamas that related to the existence of God and the creation of the world, and we're recognizing that by like we said, by celebrating and commemorating the bria sa'olam on Friday night. Explains the Nesiva Shalom, the three levels that a person wants to try to work on and develop in his own personal world of emuna. The first level of emuna that everyone has to get to, and which is the most basic idea, is an emuna that's in a person's mind, that's in a person's intellect. I understand that, I know that like that. But then we know there's something more than that, as the famous pasuk we say three times a day, v'yadata hayom, you have to know. But then the next part of the pasuk says, v'yadata hayom v'yadata hayom. But a person that can't just know things, the person has to take those emunos and bring it into his heart, into his emotions and his feelings. Yeah, he has to be willing to put it into practice, to do something with it and make it, what do you call it, make it a real experience for himself in everything that's there in his life. There's a third madrega, not just knowing and not just feeling it like that. There's something that he describes a term called emunas ha'ivarim, that the person's very limbs, even their physical part, not just their mind and their emotions, but their body is trained to live a life. Again, but it's something a person works on, but a person can work on himself to be able to live a life where the almost natural course of his existence is going to be to do things and act and work and function and live based on the emunos that he has. There, the famous Chazal say, David HaMelech had commented, wherever I walk, my raglaim, my malichos, I see the base of Medrash, and so a person can achieve a darga where they do it right, and they live, they live based on the halachos and the emuna that they know. Says in the Siva Shalom that each one of the vayichulus that we say Friday night, that's obviously where we're going with this, each one of the three vayichulus they say Friday night are meant to walk us through that system, stay part by part, reminding ourselves, I got to take the lessons of the Maaseh Bereishis, the lesson of the idea that there was a Bori Olam, the lesson of the idea that Hashem created this entire world, and drill that home for myself in three different places. The first time by davening, that's going to be in my mind, that's what I'm getting the idea, I chap. The second time is supposed to be the emuna that we want to remind ourselves we have to have emuna in our lave and in our emotions and our experience of the world like that. And then the higher level, we're able to take those things and make it so part of ourselves that we're able to mamish just act almost in a natural way, lefid all those beliefs and emunos that we have. And that will be the third opportunity that a person has to say the Vayichulu on a Friday night. And with all of them, and if we really do the right jobs, we have a, like we said, an incredible bracha that the Gemara highlights over here that comes out for that guy. So that's the next stage, we'll call it, of the davening parts. And perhaps next time we'll start up with some of the Suda things on a Friday night and move along from there.
Why do we have the second man who after Shmuel Ezer?